Can you hear?
All right. What I'm going to share with you, this particular family cam, I'm going to be quite honest with you. In throughout this family cam, there are lots of reasons. Every year, I am always committed to exploring with you, sharing with you, teaching you things that will enable you to go deeper in your faith. Now that's important, right? So when we come to this year's camp, it's the same thing. So some of the concepts that I'm going to share with you are actually quite deep. So you will need to think through a lot of things with me. Some of those concepts are, unfortunately, they don't come through in the English text as well, right? So I must tell you that this is going to be, it's going to involve a little bit of knowledge of Greek. I will explain this concept first, and then along the way, show you how the concepts develop and how we come to this theme of perfecting holiness. Right, so we need to think through a lot of things. So I'm just going to take you step by step, and hopefully along the way, things will become clearer. But it really, really took years of thinking, of studying this whole idea of perfection. And this whole series is really based upon a long time of studying this one idea, I can't say one word, I can say one concept, because there isn't a single word to describe perfection. So I'm just going to share with you where I'm coming from. And so today we begin with a concept. What does it mean when Paul wrote, he wants us to consider perfecting holiness? Where did the thought come from? Where are we going with that thought? What is it all about? Well, lots of these things will be discussed along the way. I'm going to open up the scriptures a little bit by bit so that you can see where we are going. Okay, well, let's pray together. Our Father, as we read your word, help us to understand how much we're going to need your wisdom, your grace, Spirit of God, to enlighten us. We pray for your blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's take a look at this very carefully. In first, the theme that was chosen from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 at verse 1. And we are going to take a look at this word here where Paul says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves, okay, from all unrighteousness of the flesh and our spirit. And then he talks about how we are to perfect holiness. Now the question is, what is that idea of perfecting holiness? Right? Now, this is important word here. Now, there's a word here. The word perfect can have, is one of the key words, is called a telos. Sometimes we use it in English, we call it a telic effect, if you read certain type of scriptures. But the idea is that of a telos. Now, this is 2 Corinthians 7, 1. So I trace this beginning of this word here to Matthew 5, 48. Some of you have probably memorized this text, where the Lord Jesus said, therefore, and his word is, be perfect. Right? Now, this is very important. As your Father in heaven is perfect, and the same word is used. Sorry, yes. I forget. The same word is used. Right? So when we take a look at this word here, perfect, it is actually a concept, not a word. Now, when I first came across this idea, be perfect, as your Father is in heaven is perfect, it blew me away. One, my response was impossible. How can man be perfect? What is he talking about? How can the Lord expect us to be perfect? But there was no getting around it. Be perfect. So either the Lord is wrong and he's not, or actually I don't understand, which is absolutely true. Right? So I began to explore this word, telos. Is this the only word that comes with it that says perfect? And the answer is no. Right? Because it's not. Now, so therefore, I had to ask myself, what am I looking at? How do I use a word that I don't understand? The answer is you can't. You cannot use a word you cannot understand. You can use it only if you understand what it is. And so the telos idea about perfecting holiness is absolutely important. So what is this concept? Right? So I was moved to go on to the next level. And that is to go from concept to comprehension. Now they are related, because without a concept, we have nothing to work with. But if we don't have comprehension, we cannot understand the concept. So we need to move on now. Okay? So we're going to look at the concept idea, and now we're going to look at the comprehension idea. And I think that is important for us to take note of. All right? Let's look at Luke 6:40. Now, some of you have memorized this. The Lord Jesus himself very, very clearly said, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained. Now, there we go. There is a word, perfectly trained. All right, so now we take a look at this idea. What does perfectly trained mean? As we take a look at it, and it's important for us to ask ourselves what that means. So I'm going to encourage you to read the scriptures and open up the scriptures so that you can see it for yourself and see, and what is this word that we are talking about in Luke 6:40. Okay? Now we come across a word which is a little bit more, which is different, right? The concept is called telos. Okay? Now, this concept is a little bit different. Sorry, let me do it in English, okay? Now, this is tizo. Now, the word here, katatizo, is a new word. You need to learn this word because it is part of the whole comprehension process. Right? So the word is very closely related because it talks about that which is perfect. Luke 6:40, when he is perfectly trained. You need to be perfectly trained to have that perfection there. I hope you understand what we're trying to do. You really need the concept. To comprehend the concept, you need to combine the two of them. Now, this is interesting. Luke 6:40. Right? Because there is a process. So how do I get to become here? The word be perfect. What does that mean? And so the word by itself is one, right? So you read, when you have a person has a baby, right? You may call the baby perfect in a sense of, you know, you love the baby, so the baby is perfect in that sense, yes. But in reality, it's still not reached adulthood.
Right?
So the idea of adulthood here is the word. So when a baby becomes old enough, mature enough, there is your word here. And that is the idea of perfection. So as newborn babe, you must grow. Right? And this is very important. You grow up until you reach telos stage. Right? So this is important for us to take note of, because this is actually a growing process. Right? So if the Lord expects us to be, as it were, perfect, that's not possible by ourselves. So I am a sinner, I am saved by grace. Am I perfect? No, I'm just saved. Does it mean I'm sinless? Never. I'm just saved. But I am moving on from one level to another through growth. Right? So you read in 1 Peter 2 that we need to grow as newborn babes. This growing is going to lead to the telos end. Exactly. Telos, it literally means the end. Right? So when we come to the end, we call this the telic idea, the end idea. Well, that's what we're looking at, the telos. So growth will lead to telos, perfection. Be perfect. But how? Where is the process here? And this word is perfectly trained. We need to be trained. Right? Now, in the news right now, we have a very famous champion skier who is both Chinese and American, but she participated in the Olympics as from China. Right? Now, so she's there, and she has won many medals, and the total amount of, that she has earned through the Olympics is huge. Right? With all the awards and everything else given, she actually, over the last 3 years, she has picked up $14 million skier. Now, she's also a fashion model. Would you believe it if I tell you she is also a Stanford scholar? Now, this is a scientist, a young scientist coming up, working towards a doctorate. Now, how do you combine all of that together? All right? You need to be grow. You need to grow. And you need, above all, to be trained. If you are not trained in any of these things, you're not going to go anywhere. You need to be trained. This is the word katatizo. Perfectly trained in order to reach telos. Right? Now, we have an interesting word, and look at Mark chapter 1. Right now, tracing this word, you won't see this in the English text, unfortunately. So usually at camp, if I'm picking up teaching from the New Testament, I would go and get myself a whole New Testament book and then reread the whole thing so that it's a clean thing, and I want to mark it until I can't see my own writing. Then next year, change another one. So I got myself another Greek text to work through. And in Mark 1:19, we come across a word that does not seem to be related in any way. Right? And we read, the disciples were mending their nets. Can you see the word mending there? Right? That word mending is the same word as katatizo. Now, we ask ourselves, why is it that some lives are so imperfect? Right? Now, why is this word associated with mending? Well, a fisherman, when he goes out to catch a fish, he needs nets that don't have holes. The nets must be repaired. If the nets are not repaired, and there's a big gap there, and the fish are very happy to swim in and out. It's fun. The nets have to be repaired. And this is part of the katatizo word. There is a growth aspect. There is a repair and mending aspect. And a lot of people's lives are not in order because their lives are broken. They cannot be used. Nets which are broken cannot be used. They are, until they are repaired, until they are mended, they are still nets, but you can't use them. This is part of the whole thing that we need to look at very carefully. Right? So this is something which you will see at camp. The Lord will start repairing lives. The Lord will start literally mending hearts. And sometimes we come through a whole year and there are lots of tough situations, a lot of tough times, a lot of difficulties, and we just wonder what's going to happen next. Until the Lord repairs that work, it's not going to go very far. So that is what we are looking at. But how confident are we that this is going to happen? Now, I'm going to take you into other texts to help you understand this work of helping us to become perfect, right? So Luke 6:40 is one text. Now, take a look at this, okay? Now, this is important for us to carry on, eh? Now, let's look at the pastoral epistles of Paul. Let's take a look at this. Look at his epistles, and we'll take a look at this in Ephesians, for example. Okay, now let's take a look at Ephesians, and we will see this quite clearly. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 4, this is where Paul writes. Okay, 11, God has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints to the work in the ministry, to the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, the goal, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man. Verse 13. Right? Now, the word perfect man here is the same word as here, telos. This is Ephesians 4:13. Paul had understood what the Lord Jesus was trying to teach his disciples. Right? The Lord Jesus' example was to teach first disciples. They would one day be apostles. Paul will tell us that these same apostles the Lord has trained will do that which he has said you ought to be. Right? So the goal of the Lord Jesus was telos, to a perfect man. Right? One of the ways would be perfectly trained. Mark 1:19. And this is the idea of mending. Okay? Now we go on into the next part of it, Ephesians 4:13. Now this is important for us because this is the goal. God has given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and they are going to equip, they are going to instruct so that the end result, unity of faith, a perfect man. This perfect man idea is Matthew 5:48. So we are going to fulfill that role, literally, as pastors, teachers. We're going to share with you how this can happen. You cannot train yourself beyond a certain level. You need someone to coach you. You need someone to help you. This is why we have classes, special classes, and in a particular camp, we have all the different age groups so that we can fulfill this role in Ephesians 4:13. What's our goal? Tell us. Right? We want it to be such that it will lead towards your perfect man idea. And if we can fulfill this, to equip you, to instruct you, to inspire you, to do whatever we can, then we can reach this particular. But it is a goal. Ephesians 4, 13, no question about this. Right? So that's Ephesians. Now, can this be done? Right? We take another text. And this text is going to be just as important. So we look at Philippians chapter 1. Right? Philippians chapter 1. And this is a famous prayer. Many have memorized this text. Right? Being confident of this very thing. That's what Paul is saying. Being confident literally means, Paul, I am persuaded by this very thing, that God who has begun a good work in you. Right? Now, this is Philippians 1, 6. The salvation work is the beginning of a great work. And he who has begun this work, he will keep working on us. Right? Until the day. Now, this is very important. How? Let's look at this very carefully. When he said, what is this? That he will, now look at it. The word is complete. Right? Now, the Philippians want the word complete is the same word as idea of telos. In other words, this word complete can be translated perfecting work. What God has begun, he will work, continue to work until it is perfected. That's what it is. And that's what we're going to try to discover at the family camp. Now, I can go on, and I'm just going to take up a couple of more things so that you can see the whole concept and comprehend what we're trying to do at this particular camp. We're going to pursue what the Lord said in Matthew 5:48. Be perfect. How? The comprehension comes. How? When the Lord begins to tell us. 6:40 in Luke. Now this is very important. So he says, perfectly trained. And we look at Mark 1:19, and you begin to, sometimes he has to repair. Sometimes he has to mend, right? Like we see this as a definite goal. And then we see this in Philippians 1:6. The idea of completion is the same word as telos, perfect. Right? So the translators have different ways of expressing themselves. So I wanted to trace for you the Greek text so that it's a consistency. The word is consistently used. Otherwise, we'll be thinking perfecting is one thing, completing is another, training is a third, mending is a fourth. No, they are not. They are the same thing, except different words have been used. But the same word, in fact, is in Greek, is used all the time. Two key words, telos and katatizo. And they come together. And that is important. But the one who is doing it, is God himself is personally involved in your life. He can help you to understand this, right? So when we look at perfection, what are we looking at? You see, a lot of times we don't realize a concept has got many layers, right? Now, you ask yourself, how many layers does an onion have? You peel the first layer, it is another layer. You peel another layer, there's another layer. You keep peeling. And you've got several layers there that no single layer is an onion. You need to put everything together to be that onion. Right? Now, that is the Christian too. The idea of a Christian perfection here. So it begins with a concept, basic concept, be perfect, one skin. Another layer, okay, here we go. Katadiso, training, second skin. All right, mending along the way, 1:19, third skin. Go on further, and we're looking at this idea here that God has begun this. He will keep on adding layer upon layer upon layer in order to form the whole concept of perfection. At any time when we stop, then you will stop that work of perfecting too. You can't stop. You mustn't stop. You must press on. And it takes a lot of time and energy to keep on doing this. But is it worth it? Yes. How long does it take to bring up a child? And we say at least 20 years. That's how much work needs to put. It's 20 years, layer upon layer, year upon year of work all the time in order to get to adulthood. This is what God is committed to doing too, because he says, be perfect. And it's not just a command. He says, I'm going to be involved and I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you gifts, pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and they will be there to help you to become mature as well. That is what we are looking at, right? So what is it that we are looking at this family camp? And this is something that we need to think about. What are we looking at? Well, the challenge is to open up the Word of God to you, right? So when we look at the word perfect, and 2 Corinthians 7:1, can I tell you? Only one aspect. What? Holiness. It's only one aspect of perfection. 20 years later, if we want to study, be perfect, we'll still be studying. We are looking at only one aspect. And we ask ourselves, wow, this is really challenging. One aspect, we spend so much time, energy, so many classes, so many prayer lessons, so many things here, so many hours, so much money. Learn one aspect, perfecting holiness. Right? Now, we know, for example, that the idea of holiness, we are, as far as God is concerned, he sees us as holy. So we stand as holy before God. That's why we are called saints. But are we holy? We are not. Right? So on the one hand, we stand before God as holy. But in reality, we are not. The challenge is how do we move on from one idea to the next, one skin to the next, to the next, to the next, in order to do this. And this is where we are going to study this very carefully. This one will be the series of evening messages. Right? In the Bible studies, it is going to be very challenging because we are going to use 1 Peter as the basis for our study, where the whole idea of holiness would come in as well. Right? And this is to remind you, we are only looking at one aspect. Be perfect. With reference to holiness, right? It is not be perfect and then all the rest. It's not enough time to look at many, many other aspects. And when the Lord Jesus trained his disciples, it is not just in the aspect of holiness. There are lots of things that he trained them to become. And he was successful and they became successful because we must move on to the next one, right? So this is going to be, I hope, exciting for you. Or you may decide you need an extra pillow when you go to camp because it's going to be very challenging. But think about these things here. It is, you know, the next thing here is where we move from concept to comprehension and you begin to realize that although different words have been used, actually the same concept is just one. Telos and katatizo combined together, right? So now the third thing we want to ask ourselves is, what are some of the challenges that we must face? And it's important. So as we look at the challenges which are there, and by the way, that was just introduction. We haven't even gotten to the notes. Well, I hope that you will be excited to study this thing here because it's a very, very fascinating study, right? So as you look at these things here, you begin to realize what challenges. Now, there are lots of things that we need to understand and appreciate, right? So for the younger people, what they would need in order to understand this, they need knowledge. Right? There's no question about it. The knowledge part of it has to be there. It has to be filled in. That's exactly what the Lord Jesus did. Look at Matthew 5. The number of things the Lord had to teach them. Right? The Beatitudes, Matthew 5, the first 12 verses about what it really means. 8 Beatitudes. And then he began to teach them how they are to be salt, light, city on a hill. Right? Then he tells them at the end of it all, now, this is the whole big concept. And he says, now, be perfect. Without knowledge, that you can never actually end up being be perfect. Can't. You can never fulfill it. Can't. So that's why the Lord Jesus concentrated on knowledge. But it wasn't just knowledge. And you will see him. You have heard it was said by them of old. I say to you, again and again, chapter 6, this is Matthew 6 now. A lot of work is what we call correction. You'll be surprised how many people have picked up a lot of wrong thoughts, ideas about life, about faith, about God, about the kingdom. And his wrong ideas are very, very, unfortunately, they've been there ingrained. The Lord's commitment is to correct, constantly correct. And you know how hard it is to do correction. You look at a man's handwriting, you know. It takes 70 years to correct handwriting and I still can't get it. Right? Some people write beautifully and you look at the way you write, it just, you don't want to rub it off. You want to stare at it and admire it. Mine is, as quickly as I finish, I quickly rub it off because it is so ugly. So I understand correction because, you know, there are so many things which are picked up wrongly and it's a part of you, right? And my school teachers in the early days at school, you like chicken feet, right? What do you mean I like chicken? Look, these are chicken scratches. So we were told never to eat chicken's, you know, phoenix claw, they call it now, and then charge you an arm and a leg for it. A chicken feet, but that's what it is. There are no phoenix claws around, but there is chicken feet. And I have taken too many chicken feet, result, handwriting, bad. Wish that is simple as that. But their challenges are there. Correction, right? Correction, challenges, change. This is all part of the whole idea. And this is important for us. Can we do this? Do we want to do this? And the answer, prayerfully, is yes. Now, this is to give you a scope of it all. What is it all about? Right? Now, this is something that is exciting. I will not introduce 1 Peter. Your pastors there will have the joy and the delight of introducing 1 Peter to you. I wish I can summarize it for you. I can do it in 5 minutes, but it will spoil all the fun. So I won't. But they will explain to you how this book is going to be tied up with this whole idea of what it means to be perfect. And then correcting the whole idea of becoming perfect in holiness, or to be corrected, or to be changed along the way. The whole point of it all is that we are seeking the perfect holiness. And this is important. So can a person be holy in one area? Yes. But it's only one area. Right? So if I'm going to make a whole idea of, okay, I have some holiness here, but what is that? Well, I add on. What is that? I don't know the form of it yet until I see a completeness. And guess what? I've only come to one level. And holiness has got another beautiful thing. What is it? Another level. I want to share with you at this camp particularly that holiness is not a physical put-on thing you see on the external. It's not. Right? I mean, I hope you understand this. Unfortunately, we all thinking in terms of behavioral change alone, as if that is holiness. Right? Now, this is important. And when you see a situation when, I mean, I see changed behavioral patterns, when I am there. Once I was at a lunch, and I don't know who they were. It was this was a wedding lunch somewhere. I can't remember who it was, but none of our church people. And I was invited there, and so I went there, and they all were ordering. One was ordering brandy, one was ordering beer, one was ordering whatever they were ordering. They were saying, "I'm doing this, I'm doing," and they asked me, "What am I doing?" I said, "I'm a pastor." The whole table was stunned. So they called back the waitress, come. All orange. So I said to them, you don't have to change for me, for my sake. You can go ahead. I just don't drink, that's all. They said, no, drinking is bad. No, this is very good. Orange or plain water, even better. That's it. Now, I effected some changes. That's all. But is that change holiness? It's not. They were just very conscious. And over the whole lunch table, all the food, half of it eaten. Everybody took one bite. Go ahead. No, enough already. Should not eat too much. It's bad to eat too much. So cannot drink, cannot eat. It was a terrible time for everybody, and I felt bad. Now, that's the kind of change that I am not looking at, okay? Now, if you don't like the food there in the hotel, listen, I'm not surprised, all right? And hopefully, it will be better food, but we're not taking a look at bad food and say, God bless me, I'll take anyway. If it's bad food, tell us it's bad food. We're going to tell them bad food. Every time I check it out, and if it's bad food, I will tell George, listen, food no good tonight. We want to see how we can improve it. We don't want people to go through torture in order to be holy. That's not what we want it to be. But understand this. This is not holiness as we understand it. It's not external. There is a gentleness. There is a beauty. There is a tenderness about holiness that people have not seen, have not understood. And this is what we are looking at. This is the aspects of holiness that I want to try and share with you in the evening messages. They're different from 1 Peter, right? But it's something that we want to think about very, very much. Can we do this? Now, the notes are for you to study at home, okay? It's for you to think over. But what I'm going to say is not going to be found in the notes in any way, because I don't want you to have to read a technical thing, the katatizo and telos and everything else. This is just to give you an idea of what we are looking at. I would like to share with you a concept. You see, the Lord Jesus was absolutely holy. Whether he had lunch with Matthew and the tax collectors and the sinners, or whether he was eating at home, in a home of Mary and Martha, it doesn't matter. It's not what you eat, it's who you are. It's what you are. It's how you speak. It's how he behaved. It's how he responded to all the wild accusations made against him. And look at the way he conducted himself in silence. In that silence, you catch a glimpse of his holiness. This is what I would like you to be able to comprehend, to be able to understand the concept, and above all, perhaps you will catch a glimpse of the glory of holiness that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, as nobody else has. That it is to understand that beauty of it all and to desire it. I want to be like the Lord Jesus. I want to be like him in knowledge, in wisdom, in strength, in compassion, in heart, in spirit, and against all odds, he remained true to himself. That is a glimpse of his holiness. And we begin to realize we're far from it. And this is why this camp is all about. To inspire us, to instruct us, to go and consider all of these things and make them a part of our lives. Now, this is just to give you an introduction to the whole series of family camp messages that you will be hearing over when we start next Sunday. And it is a wonderful thing to be able to share all of these things here. I want to say that I have devoted quite a bit of time to think through this concept, to share with you. And, you know, that has affected my answering of your email to me. I am 300 email behind. And I will probably end a bit more, but I want to devote time to share this with you, because these are beautiful, precious concepts that very seldom we are going to read about or to hear about or to learn. But is it worth our while? To me, absolutely. So I will be sharing more of this idea of the concept, the idea of the comprehension and of the challenges, which I hope will take place. And when they take place, how will we know you are holy? I won't know. You will know. And you will find yourself change from inside. You will see your mindset change. You will see your heart's feelings change. You will see your spirit change. You will see yourself different. Because that holiness is a work. He who has begun a good work in you, he will work on you, completing it in you. He will still keep working until the day the Lord Jesus returns for us. That's Philippians 1:6. You know, it's a wonderful concept. It really, really is. How wonderful it is to be able to think about all of these things as something that we can look forward to. I look at the time, I better stop now. And remember, this is just introduction. And I really hope that you will look forward to the camp and we will study a lot of these things here. Right? So if you take a look at the notes very quickly, we must at least do some justice to the amount of paper that we have generated. Well, let's take a look very, very quickly the idea of being a disciple. Why do I want to follow? That's my challenge. I want to follow the Lord Jesus because he's the greatest of teachers. Why I want to follow? Because we are going to read the scriptures. What I want to follow, I see his life as a most inspiring life. And I want to see how the Lord Jesus taught. And all of these things are going to be a part of learning. Right? Now, this is important. What is perfection? It's completeness. What is perfection? Maturity. What is correction? Repair and looking at all the things that need to be corrected. And this is what we are looking at. And God willing, we will see things which will help us truly grow significantly. With all my heart, I want to spend this bit of time with you to share with you insights that perhaps may not be as easily discovered on your own. So we're going to seek to fulfill what Paul said. The Lord sends the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors to do, to equip you, to edify you, so that you can say, you know, I understand this. I'm going to be holier this year than I have ever been in my life. And you will actually treasure the true understanding of what biblical holiness is all about. It's a beautiful thing. It is not to be feared. It's a thing that very few people possess, but it's a very, very precious gift that we can cultivate and practice for our own. And I hope that we will be able to see all of that. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. for the challenge to consider the concept of being perfect. We pray that you will help us to comprehend all the complex things which are related, and yet they are more than just complexity. There's a beauty to it that we have not yet discovered. And so we pray that you will bless the family camp starting next Sunday. Help us to look forward. And we pray that you will continue to lead us and help us to discover our faith afresh. This idea of holiness in a special and a deep way. We pray for your blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.